Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Monday, which means we got a lot of football to talk about. We got the Monday wrap-up. And guess who is going to do it for us today? Well, is he the same guy that was on Dancing to the Stars to this very song? Is he the same guy in the New Jersey Football Hall of Fame as a coach? Is he the same guy that was the Penn State star? Is he the same guy that was a new Green Bay Packers star and an NFL coach? Yes, it is. And it's indisputably our man, Chet Parlavecchio. Chester, how are you, my man?
What's up, Bobby? Happy post-Thanksgiving, pal.
Yes, yes. Well, it was a heck of a weekend football-wise. There was a lot going on.
No, but let me tell you something. It's one of my favorite weekends of the year. All the interstate rivalries. It was rivalry weekend, and there's some great stories behind all of it. But I want to, before I start, saying anything, I want to preface by saying we always said we're going to take a little different view of things. We're not just going to quote scores and talk about stats. What does rivalry weekend really mean to these colleges? And in retrospect, I think back to my time at Penn State. And I think back to one of the greatest rivalries in NCAA history, that in the wisdom of the NCAA or both colleges, somehow it doesn't exist anymore. But the Pitt-Penn State rivalry was right there with the Texas A&M, Auburn, Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State. We were right there. We took a backseat to nobody.
That was a Thanksgiving weekend.
And I always remembered how you could throw records away on this weekend. And I think the scores and the way, when we go over real quick some of the highlights of it, you'll see how there's – I think, Bobby, in the end, it's what makes college football different than professional football. You just want to have bragging rights within your own state. There's just something there that whether you're going to go on and play in the NFL or not, you're going to raise your level. No matter what your record was, some reason young men – you could say the word kids. I mean, some reason they're not going to let their interstate rivals shame them. And in no way – really, did anybody get shamed? And there's some, you would say on paper, mismatches. I mean, again, when my era, one of the greatest rivalry games ever played. Pitt was number one in the nation. We were number three. And we went in and kicked the crap out of them in Pittsburgh. And on that field that day of 44 starters, there was probably 35 future NFLers and three Hall of Famers on the field. So our game took second fiddle to nobody back in the day. But I guess, they're in the ACC now. You're in the Big Ten. It's gone. But anyway, let's look down at some of the rivalries and what it looked like. Let's start with the biggie, Ohio State and Michigan. If there was a mismatch or if one game got out of hand a little bit, it probably was that. I mean, Ohio State had 420 yards in offense. The kid Sain was efficient. Julian Sain's a good young quarterback. I don't think he's a Heisman Trophy guy. I think he's very fortunate to have a lot of other pieces that allow him to be successful. The kid Underwood at Michigan, his youth showed, his first year starting showed, and he struggled all day long. Michigan struggled. I mean, you're talking about they had 160 yards in offense. Early in the game, they had some things happen for them, but the reality was that the talent took over late in the game, and that was probably the only one that got a little out of hand. Georgia and Georgia Tech, dead down the middle. Here's a Georgia Tech team that gets shamed against a Pittsburgh team that just got shamed this weekend against Miami. So you're thinking Georgia Tech against the number four team in the nation, they've got nothing. But here's an example of what we talk about. Both teams dead even in yardage, dead even. Georgia Tech played the best defense I've seen them play this season. What, offensively, they stalled, but they, you know, again, they did equal to what Georgia did. But in the end, Georgia had a couple athletes that were able to make just a few more plays that allowed them to get the edge. But well-played, dead-even football game. Texas, Texas A&M. Arch Manning, you know, started out a little slow, and then he picked his game up, and he played really well, I thought. You know, in his first big game, red, whatever they call that, 179 yards passing. But the story was the kid Wisner who rushed for 155 yards. I thought that kid at Texas really made it tough on a real good defensive A&M football team. A&M really, you know, Marcel Reed struggled. He had a couple picks. And I thought Texas now has opened up the argument, which we'll finish the college side with in a minute. And then the other one, which I thought is my favorite, you know, I'm a Vanderbilt guy. And Vandy in Tennessee, right down, you know, right there, same state. What an interstate rivalry. Vandy goes down there again, on the edge of the college football playoff. They go down there, and Pavia has a day that, well, 400 yards in offense between rushing and throwing. They had 580 yards down in Tennessee and beat the hell out of them. You talk about, to me, the Heisman Trophy winner. No football player in the NCAA in college means more to his football team than Pavia means to Vanderbilt. The last 2 years, that kid has taken predominantly a 2-win football team and made them now in a 10-win, a double-digit winning season again for Vanderbilt. They've beaten two or three top 20 teams or top 10 teams. They play a brutal schedule. If they don't deserve to be in, I don't know who does. Again, you know, after you look at the whole picture, and as we bounce to the college playoff picture based on, you know, we talk about these rivalries, again, my favorite argument. You know, I listened to one of the guys on one of the sports talk shows, Booger McFarland, and he said, well, you know, some of these teams they play, you know, they struggled with Mississippi State. They struggled, you know, went overtime, ba-beep, ba-bop. Hey, listen, I told you a long time ago, you play Auburn, you play, and by the way, Alabama and Auburn, dead down the middle, exact same yardage, just a couple more mistakes that Auburn made, but they played the hell out of Alabama. Interstate rival, great football game. On paper, Alabama should have killed them, but Auburn hung in there. But back to what I was saying, you literally look at those bottom, you know, the bottom third of the SEC. Those are wars, man.
Yeah.
You can't just go and show up against South Carolina, Auburn, Tennessee. You can't do that. You got to come to play while they're playing those teams in the bottom half of their schedule. Notre Dame's lining up with Army, Navy, Air Force, and the Marines. I mean, you know, they're doing a tour of the military. I mean, you got to play some people. You're playing Syracuse, who's abysmal. And again, getting out of a championship weekend, which we have next weekend, you know, an opportunity to perhaps lose a game. So Notre Dame is the team I got the Jones for. Notre Dame is the team, to me, that somebody good is not going to make it. Texas is our first argument with a 3-loss football team. Now, you did. You just beat the number 2 or 3 ranked team by 10 points. You play a brutal schedule. You have a number of top 10 wins, but you have 3 losses. But you play a brutal schedule, and you know and I know, Bobby, they're better than Utah. They're better than SMU. They're better than Tulane. So that team should be right up there with the top 12 teams in the nation.
But the people who decide this, who make these decisions, Chester.
I guess there's a committee, NCAA committee that goes through this.
Do they think about a little variety, like to let a Vandy in there and say, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
No, we got all the usual suspects. Could we let somebody in different?
You have the first eight are the usual suspects. I told you, the argument, the fight's going to be in the last four. But yeah, I'll tell you what they do. They want you to run scores up, like Notre Dame just did with Syracuse, which was a disgrace. Mm-hmm. Okay, they think they could BS you by running scores up. Style points, they call them. There's no style in that. What style is that? What message do you think you're sending? You know what I mean? That to me, but that's what the NCAA wants. So now that helps them, gives them another criteria, perhaps, to separate football teams. And that to me is the problem with the process. I mean, I just look at a school like Vanderbilt the last 2 years, especially this year, the schedule they play to go down into Tennessee and put 600 yards in offense on them. Come on, man. They deserve to be in that tournament. And I don't know at whose expense. And like I said, you'll have an argument for Texas, too. Those are the two boys on the outside looking in. You want me to get fired up about Miami? Come on. With the ACC stinks. I mean, you want me to be the truth here? The ACC, how good is the ACC? Look who's playing in the ACC title game. Virginia and Duke. Are you kidding me? Here, Bobby, here's the hypocrisy of it. You have Virginia and Duke playing in the ACC title game, yet the team that right now is in the playoff isn't playing in that game.
Fascinating.
You explained it to me. Yeah. Miami. So we got a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of things in this process.
Well, we're going to catch you. We're going to take a break mid-fire here, Chester, and we'll come back with the NFL. Brother. Our man, Chet Parlavecchio, will take a break and be back. It's the Monday wrap-up on the Bob Cadaro Show. John Lennon, Yoko Ono. Murph tells us this date, 1971, they released their Christmas hit, Happy Christmas. The war is over. Bob Cadaro back with you on the eponymous program. And my man Mark Mayer texts in, Chet, the dancing machine. Well, yes, that is him. And here he is, Chet Parlavecchio. The Monday wrap-up. All right, let's go to the NFL, Chester. What do we got?
Yeah, well, again, we talk about the locals first. And by the way, Bobby, just real quick, a shout-out to Penn State with a nice win over Rutgers, and they solidified a bowl bid, which is great for those kids. Never quit on the season. So congratulations to all those
seniors. Yeah, through a lot of turmoil.
Yeah, through a hell of a year, through a brutal year. Anyway, back to this. You know, Bobby, I can't recall in a week, and by the way, I'll preface this by saying I have never seen the NFL more wide open than I can remember in recent years. There is nobody setting themselves apart in this league anymore. That right now, I don't know if the word is parity or mediocrity. I'm starting to lean towards mediocrity.
Mediocrity, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we talk about our locals, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. Let's talk about them together because the same butt-whooping happened to both of them the same exact way. When you give up 300 yards rushing on both sides there, okay, that's the first time that, you know, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh there's a sense about them. They're tough guys. They're physical, tough, you know, blue collar football team that can't sit well with either team. The way it happened, you didn't get beat. You got beat up. You got pushed around. And that's, I'm interested to see what the result is going to be. Now in Philadelphia's case, I'm more shocked. Again, I didn't think you could do that to a Vic Fangio defense, push them around like that. But obviously with the again, mediocrity of the offense, and it's been that way all year, without a rhythm in that offense week to week, again, it caught up to them. But in Pittsburgh's case, I'm going to tell you something, Bobby. You know, some Bosa hit Aaron in the back and sent him, gave him a hell of a shot. Helmet went down, split his nose, laid on the ground, hurt that hand that's broken. And you know something? And as much as I loved watching him play, I saw an old man that's done now. It's time. He got up and I saw a face that was saying, what am I doing? You know what I mean? And
What am I doing here?
And you know, the truth is, you don't want to see anybody play one game too many. And you don't want to see any, you watch Russell Wilson the last 2 years. He's, I want to remember your kid for being a Hall of Fame quarterback on a Hall of Fame team. You know, Aaron, I want to remember the greatness you had, but now you're starting to become a journeyman that just, it just isn't happening, man. It's just not that team anymore. It's just not that guy anymore. And I'd like to see him, reevaluate hopefully at the end of the year and make the right decision. Because right now, I'll be honest with you, that looked pretty bad. Now, on the other side, again, Buffalo looked tremendous. I mean, Buffalo, again, but they've done that before. And then they'll go lose to New Orleans next week if that's who they played. I mean, so we can't get a read on them. Around the league, though, the Jets, baby. Hey, Bobby, I actually heard, I was sitting here on TV watching it, and there was so few people. I think I heard Randy say, hey, Chad, I'm here. I heard him in the – he would have been the only guy there. Yeah. I think I heard the bag yelling for me. So, but, hey, power to them. They won a game. Hey, listen, Atlanta's only got themselves to blame, and that bothers me because the head coach of Atlanta, Raheem Morris, played for me in high school. One of my great kids. So I was rooting for him. But again, 400 yards in offense and you lose the game.
By the way, Chet, doesn't that make you feel old?
Yeah, it does. Bobby, yeah, it does. I was trying to figure out a way to say no, it doesn't, but yeah it does.
Yeah.
No.
Love it.
And he looks great. He hasn't changed. So anywhere else around their league otherwise, again, Stafford has his worst game against Carolina. Bryce Young has a nice game. And Carolina pulls off the big upset. I mean, Green Bay, here's my two things of the week. I mean, again, three things that I wanted to touch. First one, look at Burrow coming back in Baltimore. Look what the immediate effect is. Look, when you have one of those guys that can see the field, how everybody plays. You know something, Bobby, the greatness of a player? I learned a long time ago. My coach used to tell me, Tony Verducci, great, the father of the great baseball writer, Tom Verducci. And Tommy was one with me at Penn State, went to school there. He, his father used to say something that was pretty good. He says, the mark of greatness, Chet, is the ability to make other people better, not yourself. And I always gauge that. Do you make people around you better? Mm-hmm. And when you see a guy like Burrow all of a sudden come in the lineup, it's amazing how everybody perked up. Everybody played a little difference. They actually played something called defense a little bit, which was nice to see. I mean, he had a modest game, but he managed the game. He was efficient, and they pulled off a big win. But the two games that caught my eye, Green Bay and Detroit on Thanksgiving. Green Bay, again, Love had a good game. Yardage was just about dead even. But for the first time, Green Bay made plays really when they had to. And the second concern in that game would be, if I'm Detroit, defensively, you're looking pretty bad lately now. You're giving up a lot of yards. You're not playing good defense. And with a red-hot Dallas team coming in a wide-open league, in a wide-open NFC, it's kind of scary for Detroit next week. Again, I'll say this about the Dallas Cowboys, our second game on Thanksgiving. That was the most physical that I've seen the Dallas Cowboys play in at least 5 years, for sure, that I can remember. And here's the thing you look at. They're not a good defensive football team, but they played good defense on Patrick Mahomes. They rushed him. They hurried him. They knocked him down. They kept themselves in the game. But the story of the game, I told you a week ago, and I love all those naysayers, to me, the best story in the NFL this year that goes under the radar, in my opinion, to me, the leading candidate for the MVP, like I told you I wanted for the Heisman, I think Dak Prescott willed that game the other day. Mm-hmm. He was not going to let that game slip away. He threw for over 300 yards. He had a little shaky start, but he gathered himself. And I looked at a face of a guy that was not going to lose that game. When they took the lead in the fourth quarter, you had to see his face. We're not going to lose this game. And I'll tell you what, to me, there's been, again, what does a single player mean to a team? There has been, to me, nobody more valuable to their football team than Dak Prescott has been to the Dallas Cowboys. And that's our wrap-up, partner.
All right, my man. Well, Chester, thank you, my friend. We covered it all. We look forward to next week. We'll see if there's progress or regression.
Well, the funny thing about next week, Bobby, all we got is the championship games. College football now is winding down, so we're getting ready for that part.
All right. Chet Parlavecchio, right, our man. Week. Monday wrap-up. Thank you, friend. We'll take a break. Bob Cadeau, WILK, will return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.